As the Earth Turns Silver, written by Alison Wong and read by Heather Bolton. Jung pushed the broom down into the brown water. Almost a decade, and he'd barely spoken to a Māori. Proudly tipped his hat to an old woman, perhaps, the way he'd seen ghost men meet, greet and pass their women. Or to Māori men, he'd smiled a hello. Only once one had come into the shop. The man's face was fully tattooed, and he'd held himself so very erect and with such dignity in his top hat and pressed black suit, a white handkerchief neatly folded in his jacket pocket, that Jung had been at a loss for words. Jung could imagine him waving from a shiny black motor car as crowds lined the parade. The man had nodded his head slightly. "Good afternoon," he said. "Good afternoon, sir." The man smiled, flashing a gold tooth. He looked at the strawberries and grapes. He only wants the best fruit, Jung thought, the most expensive.
"Strawberry go rotten, no good," he said. "Grape, best quality, very sweet."
He walked over, selected the best cluster, each grape plump, juicy, purple-black.
"Please try," he said, offering it up.
The man took a grape and placed it delicately in his mouth. He smiled again. "Very good," he said. "I'll take two bunches." Then he looked around again. "How is the pineapple?" Jung lifted a pineapple to his nose and sniffed. He tugged gently at one of the inner leaves, then put the pineapple back on the stack. He picked up another, smelled it, and tugged at a leaf, which came away.
"Good pineapple," he said. "Light and sweet."
As he handed over the packaged fruit, the man thanked him.
"Good luck," Jung said.
The man looked at him quizzically.
"Your land," Jung said.
"Yes," the man said. They almost bowed to each other before the man walked out into the southerly. What Gualyo had ever treated him as respectfully? How many had even looked in his eyes?